You're listening to the Corner House podcast, available from www.cornerhouse.org.
Hello, and welcome to this week's Corner House podcast. I'm your regular host, Sarah Perks, Programme and Engagement Director here. This week, we're going to look at new British film Weekend that hits our screens this Friday. Also going to hear from beatboxer and sound artist Jason Singh ahead of his live score this Sunday to the 1929 documentary classic, a silent film, of course, by John Grierson called Drifters. And we give you a taster of things to do this week in our mini What's On guide, and not forgetting our regular staff recommendation. Okay, let's go straight into our film focus. It's a low-budget British film called Weekend, and it's essentially follows a character who, when he goes out on the Friday night clubbing, he meets a guy. They have what appears to be at first a kind of one-night stand, but eventually over the weekend, something else happens as their relationship develops. Okay, it's directed by Andrew Haig, and Andy Willis, of course, is joining me as usual, and he knows a little bit about the director, Andy.
Yeah, Andrew Haig directed a documentary called Greek Pete, which was quite well received, again, about the sort of gay world. But I think he's also very interesting, I found this, when people go to watch Weekend, it's a very kind of, I would say, quite a very precise, quite small film, but you actually cut his teeth working as an assistant director for people like Ridley Scott. He was a trainee editor on Gladiator. I think he worked with Ridley Scott on a number of other films, including Black Hawk Down. So they're kind of action powerhouse films. And this one is kind of almost the opposite of that, I would say. It's a very poignant film, quite still, quite... it's not slow moving. I think the story moves quite slowly, but it's got lots of very static shots that are very, very well composed.
And I think when I say low budget, I mean that as... in a good way, in a sense. It doesn't feel kind of, you know, low rent or anything has been skimped on. And in fact, it's a really good character piece about the two leads. And I think the actors in particular really, really carry this film and make it stand out. I wasn't that familiar with the actors, though. Andy, were you?
No, they're very new actors, I think. I think one of them, Chris New, appeared in Edward II at the Royal Exchange, so Corner House audiences may have seen him there. But they're both very, very recently graduated from acting school, I think one in 2006 and one even more recently than that, I think in 2009. And the performances are really, really, really specific and really quite intimate performances. And for actors who are very inexperienced, particularly inexperienced of acting on film, I thought they were absolutely astonishing performances.
Yeah, and it's been a big festival hit as well. I know it's gone around the world, which is a great thing, and it's good to know that there's a good British film out there doing this, and one that doesn't fall back on the usual gangsters or social realism or anything like that. So, I really, really enjoyed watching this, and wouldn't just promote it because it's a British film, but actually say it's a really, really interesting film.
Yeah, I think this is one of those films that, you know, if it was French, everyone would be rushing to see it as the latest kind of European art house film. And we shouldn't ignore that British films can be like that. They don't have to be, as you say, gangster films or social realist films. This has been compared a lot to Before Sunrise, the Richard Linklater film, but I think it's actually it's kind of more thoughtful and slightly more moving, I think, than that film. And the way the characters travel over the weekend, I found, as I say, quite moving. And there are also lots of interesting things about class and about the backgrounds of the characters and how they relate to each other because of that. So I think the more you watch it, you're drawn into their world. And by the end of it, I think it is quite a moving film in many ways.
Yeah, so come on, audiences, vote with your feet and come and see it. Don't make this a hidden gem, as they say. Let's make it bigger than that. Just to sum it up, I think The Guardian had a really good quote. They called it a deftly played, beautifully paced little romance. So I think that's a very nice summing up of the film. So that's a film called Weekend. Not the Jean-Luc Godard film, but a new British film. And it screens here at Corner House from Friday the 4th of November. As always, the trailer and the film times are on our website, and you can book tickets online with no booking fee, www.cornerhouse.org/film.
Art, film, books, food, drink, all at Corner House, Manchester.
Now it's time to have a look at our What's On this week. Our ATM 11 film programme continues, and I'd particularly like to highlight a short film screening this Sunday, the 6th of November at 11:50 a.m. You'll see established directors like Fruit Chan, Brillante Mendoza, Stanley Kwan, quite a few Hong Kong directors in the mix, returning to often their short filmmaking roots, and there's also some newcomers as well. They're a series, it's actually 8 films in total, and they were all commissioned by the Hong Kong International Film Festival, so I would highly recommend this screening. And tickets are just £3 or £2 for members, so it also is real good value for money. Another new release this week for our film programme is Oslo, August the 31st. Andy, you've seen this film. What's it about?
Yeah, the title gives a clue in a sense, so it's quite a good title. So it's all set on one day, August the 31st. Actually, one day and into the next morning. And it really, it's another, like Weekend, a very small, intimate film. Again, I found it very engaging. It's about a guy who's in drug rehabilitation and he's allowed out for the day and he goes back to Oslo. Now, the film opens in quite an intriguing way. We see this character put loads of stones into his pockets and walk into a lake. You don't know why he's doing that. You're thinking maybe he's committing suicide. But then he seems to have a lot of optimism about his past. And so we follow him through this one day and he meets lots of people who he's been involved with in the past. He meets some people who he's really pissed off and he tries to apologise to them. And you're never quite sure why he's doing all of these things. It's an interesting, I think, companion piece to Weekend because it's also, you know, set over a very precise amount of time, very good performances. It's also an interesting setting. Again, it's a very middle-class setting. They're all aspiring artists or writers or things like this. And so rather than the kind of drug user being someone from a kind of marginalised part of society, he's a very wealthy, quite middle-class character. And that made it, for me, very interesting. I did, at the end of it, think this is a bit like Woody Allen without any jokes. So that kind of middle-class setting, aspirational about art and everything. But it's definitely worth seeing, and I have to say I've not seen too many films like it.
Okay, so that's Oslo, August the 31st, screening again from Friday the 4th of November. And as usual, everything you need to know and that ticket booking is online on our website. And moving away from Corner House, it's your last chance to take me out bowling in Spinning Fields. This 1950s-themed pin-up bowling alley is only there until this Sunday, the 6th of November. It's been a real hit over the last couple of months. There's 4 full-size bowling lanes, an American-style diner, and a popular eclectic music policy. So for information on how to do that before the end of Sunday, www.pinupbowling.co.uk.
You're listening to the Corner House podcast, available from www.cornerhouse.org.
Now, we've got a real treat for you, a very special event that happens this Sunday. It's been commissioned by us as part of our micro-commission scheme that we've talked about before, supported by the Paul Hamlin Foundation. And we've basically commissioned a very, very talented local beatboxer and musician called Jason Singh. And this was his idea to do a live vocal soundtrack to a classic 1920s documentary by a person who's called the grandfather of British documentary, John Grierson, a film that's been especially procured for us from the BFI archives. So our press officer, Elisa, caught up with Jason during rehearsals this week.
Jason, how did you get into beatboxing and, you know, your sort of sound fascination?
I've always had a love of sound from as long as I can remember. I've always loved abstract sound, sound of nature, weird machines, and I've always listened to rhythms and things within these context in these different sound environments. So literally from like being a kid, I used to just love listening to radiators going or fans in the background or something. And because I come from a percussion background and drums, it was just naturally always there. It was always part of my living experience, really. And then over the years, that's kind of become focused and I've developed it and sort of done that through DJing, music production, beatboxing, sound design. And so here I am like today, really, just bringing all those different facets of that together.
Sounds really interesting. And have you ever done any sort of musical collaborations with anyone else?
A large part of my musical career has been based upon collaborations. In fact, for as long as I can remember as well, I've never really done stuff on my own. I love creating and facilitating stuff with around other musicians and other artists. That really, I don't know, it helps me to come out a lot more in terms of what I want to say musically. I usually find if I'm on my own, I just end up creating loops and going around in loops. So I've collaborated over the years with lots of incredible musicians. I've worked with Nitin Sawhney down in London. I've done lots of projects with Nitin and recorded with Nitin. I've done stuff in Australia working with amazing artists over there, in India, all over Europe. So I'm really lucky, yeah, really, really lucky. I've worked with some amazing, incredibly gifted individuals.
Sounds like you've travelled the world a bit.
I've travelled a bit, and I'm really lucky about that, actually, because not coming from any kind of formal musical background, never sort of thought, oh, I'm going to be a musician or have that as a goal, but just kind of being open to creativity and actually having the need to do it all the time, it's really taken me to some amazing places, and I've met some really beautiful people and continuing to meet really beautiful people.
Is there an especially amazing experience you would like to share with us?
Musically?
Musically.
Okay. One of the most amazing musical experiences for me was when I did a performance at the Royal Albert Hall in London, and it was really weird for me because I'd seen that building growing up and heard about it in school, but because of its history and because of the music that was going on there, I never, you know, you just sort of see it as a building. And I remember doing the BBC Proms and being on stage with an, 125-piece orchestra behind you and amazing musicians next to you, standing there in front of 5,500 people in this beautiful space. And I just remember being blown away. And a stage has never really done that to me before. It's always felt like home, going on, doing your thing. But that was just that moment. It was just incredible. And I just couldn't, it totally blew me away.
I almost feel like I've been there now. And I heard that you're a keen supporter of beatboxing as a form of free expression. And absolutely. I think you're involved with quite a lot of workshops. And yeah. Are you looking to sort of inspire the younger generation with that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like my purpose in terms of what I do as a beatboxer and as a vocal artist is to do that, is to inspire people. I don't have any age or, you know, race or any other restrictions on it. It's, as far as I'm concerned, it's about people, and it's about sharing this gift with as many people as possible to really show people that it is a completely free expression, you know, art form. And so whether I'm doing beatboxing workshops with toddlers or I'm working with seniors or working with people with learning difficulties or mental health issues or mainstream, whatever, the main thing is that people are having that creative moment, that creative experience that they can then take away, own it themselves and then develop it, you know, in whichever way that they want to. But the beauty of it being that people walk around with their instrument all the time. That's the great thing about beatboxing. You don't have to buy one, you don't have to go and think, you don't need a practice room. It's there 24/7.
Best things in life are free.
Bang on, you said it.
And you're obviously going to be performing here at Corner House on the 6th of November. What can the audience expect?
What can they expect?
Do you want to give us a little demonstration of your skills, perhaps?
Okay. In words, what they can expect. It's going to be kind of a bringing together of lots of different elements and techniques of using the voice. So I'll be exploring kind of vocal soundscapes and vocal textures. There'll also be beats. There's going to be sort of abstract sound effects, mimicking of birds and natural sounds, and all done live, you know, with this beautiful film Drifters. So in terms of sound, what could people expect? Okay, here's just something.
Okay, and can I just confirm I had nothing to do with this? This was all Jason's voice. That was amazing. Jason, thank you very, very much for
your
time, and I can't wait to see you perform at Corner House. Thank you.
Thanks, Elisa.
So you can see the amazing Jason Singh perform this live vocal score to the classic film Drifters this Sunday, the 6th of November at 4:30 p.m. Remember, get your tickets early online, and of course you won't pay a booking fee.
Art, film, books, food, drink, all at Corner House, Manchester.
Now for our staff recommendation of the week. Every week, one of the lovely Corner House team very kindly puts forward something that's caught their eye that's happening. It could be anything, either here or outside of Corner House. This week, our digital content producer, Sarah Leach, gives us her suggestion.
So this week I'd like to recommend a blogging workshop that we're putting on Thursday, 10th of November at 6 p.m. It's called The Art of Blogging, and it's for those of you that have got blogs already and want to give it a bit more wow factor, make it stand out from the sea of blogs that are all over the internet at the moment. It's being run by the lovely Kate Feld, who some of you may know as the person behind the popular Manchisel blog, and she's also the founder of the Manchester Blog Awards. So you'll be getting lots of advice and tips on how to kind of build up that all-important community around your blog, some kind of pointers on writing for the web and that kind of thing. So it should be a really useful session. Just to note, this isn't a session about setting up a blog, so it's for those of you that already have blogs and kind of want to just improve them, kind of push them out to a wider audience. Tickets are £4 or £3 if you're a student or concession, so do come along. If you want more information, you can find out all the details on the creative section of our website. But just to recap, that's The Art of Blogging this Thursday, the 10th of November at 6 p.m. in our annex.
Thanks very much for that, Sarah. And thank you also to Andy Willis for joining us again on the podcast. That's all we've got time for. As you know, more information on everything can be found on our website, www.cornerhouse.org. Or why not tweet us at cornerhousemcr, or become a fan on our Facebook page. And don't forget, all our podcasts are now on iTunes.
You've been listening to the Cornerhouse podcast.